welcome to a special edition of Tech Gear, the show where we prove that any idiot can buy a ship, but not everyone can do it justice. As regular listeners will know, one of the most popular ways we do this is by putting a star in a reasonably priced frigate. Previously, we've had such galactic luminaries as Kreber, who never managed to get past the asteroid belt, Lyconis Trasler, who's just a cheating arsehole, and the unforgettable partnership of CCP Soundwave and Stevie SG. How she managed to hold a pint with one hand while driving all the way around the circuit without spilling it, I will never know. But anyway, today we have a star is more than worthy of a place on our leaderboard of legends. A man who needs no introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the Spymaster General, the new chairman of the CSM, Mr. Lord, the Governor, Matani. Now, I've got to say, that was a reception. You seem to be a very, very popular man.
Yes, I pulled some strings and made sure the audience was entirely made up of goons.
Nice. Nice move. Well, listen, I'd better make sure that I stay on your good side, then.
It has been said that I don't have a good side.
Oh, yes. And from what I've read, you do have some critics, don't you? You've certainly generated some column inches in recent weeks.
Well, as I've said before, I care little for what the Care Bears think. There are many blogs out there in the echo chamber, written by misguided idiots who think their views count for something. If they want to believe that I eat babies or whatever, let them. I care not one iota.
So, have you actually ever eaten a baby?
Not a whole one, no.
Okay, look, if you don't mind me saying so, you are a very attractive man.
Thank you. I moisturize.
Oh, so I can fully put to rest the rumours that you look like an idiot love child of Robert De Niro and that Deputy Dewey off the screen movies.
Who said that?
That's really not important right now, so let's move swiftly on. Your interview with Seismic Stan in Iceland was, well, enlightening. What were your thoughts after that?
Well, of course, it was a total fabrication and very childish, although some retards might find it amusing. It's just another example of the idiocy of podcasters and bloggers.
Okay, not controversial at all as ever there. Well, let's talk ships. What are you flying at the moment?
To be quite frank, I don't have the time or the inclination to undock much. In fact, I'm rarely in-game, but when I do, it's in a Sabre.
The Tech 2 Thrasher variant, I believe. Quite a modest hull choice for a man of your stature.
Yes, well, I don't undock much, but when I do, I like to be instrumental in screwing people over.
And of course, setting warp bubble traps is what the Sabre is all about.
Precisely.
Well, look, anyway, onto your reasonably priced spaceship experience. As you can see from our legendary leaderboard here, the fastest time is held right at the top there by Bucky O'Hare. Do you think your efforts are going to come any way close to displacing him?
No. Things didn't go quite to plan.
No, they didn't, did they? Of course, as regular listeners are aware, the challenge is to undock the lowly Galenti Navitas in low-security Amamaki, a system not renowned for its friendliness with hazards everywhere, like pirates, faction warfare gangs, spam-tastic griefers. Anyway, you come out, sort that lot out, do a circuit of the gates, then warp onto an asteroid belt to simply mine a cargo load of feldspar. That's what he had to do. Now, who wants to see his lap? Play the tape. Well, here we can see you're there. You're on the Hangar Bay starting line. It's an interesting fit out you've gone for. So you've focused on maximum warp speed with three Tech 2 rigs.
Well, it's clearly the best way to get a good time, and ISK is, of course, no object for me. Okay, let's show these idiots how this is done.
Oh, and here you are, undocking with confidence. Now, there seem to be a lot of, let's say, supporters outside the station waiting to see you off.
Oh my god, fucking sons of fuckers, I'm gonna fucking find you and find out where you all fucking live, fucking have you all killed, motherfuckers!
Jesus, what can I say? You looked a little upset there. Do you talk to your mother with that mouth?
I got a little caught up in the moment.
It was more than a moment. That tirade went on for what seemed like hours for those trying to film it. Could we just hear a little bit more, please, VT Man?
And I'm gonna kill your fucking characters, all of them, and I'm gonna get all the codes to ruin your game and fucking make you rage quit, and then you're gonna fuck your internet connection, break your fucking finger so you can never use a computer again, you motherfuckers.
Beautiful. Look, no one likes to see a man in tears, so we'll call it a day on the VT for that, but I believe your grey bars turned a little bit red there, didn't they? Pretty quickly and all.
It was a ridiculous rant in a ridiculous situation. I should have expected it. Whenever I go out on a fleet, I always get primaried. It's not terribly important now.
Well, the upshot of that is that, sadly, you are right at the bottom of the leaderboard, even worse than Creeper.
I don't really care.
Well, listen, thank you very much for coming in, and I would say for being a good sport, but clearly, you're not. Ladies and gentlemen, the Matani! Fifth goon seem to be turning ugly. And stuff is turning place to pieces. I think this may be the last of the series now, ladies and gentlemen. So on that bombshell, good.